You're listening to your English podcast with Nadia and Yvette, episode number 12. Welcome to your English podcast, where it's all about helping you get your point across. Brought to you by your trainers for business, Nadia and Yvette.
Hi, this is Yvette.
And this is Nadia.
And today we are talking about business idioms.
A lot of our students ask us about idioms or business idioms. That means idioms they can use in a business context. Maybe we should first explain what an idiom is, Yvette.
So it is a phrase. And the words together in the phrase have a meaning that is different from the dictionary definition of the individual words.
Okay, so that means you cannot translate it word for word.
That's right.
Yeah.
You have to know the meaning of the words together.
Yeah, otherwise they don't make any sense.
No.
Yeah. And knowing idioms is a further step in advancing in your language skills.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. All right. Now, I was quite surprised when I looked at how many idioms there are, because that's also a question I'm asked really often. How many are there? I was like, oh, I usually just roll my eyes and say too many to count.
Yes. Yeah, well, I think there are probably too many, because I think there are at least 25,000 in the English language. Yeah, and students also often ask, where do they come from?
Yeah, well, some come from sports, actually.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And some also come from the kitchen, unbelievably.
Yeah, and I mean, others have historical sources.
Yes,
all different walks of life, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely. And the meanings or expressions also change over the have changed over the years.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, sometimes it's the actual expression that's changed. Yeah, and often the meaning as well, because it had a different meaning in the past.
Yeah.
And the meaning has changed over the years.
All right. Well, for the different expression, I think we have an example for that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. From the original idiom was to know the ropes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which still exists. I mean, that's still used.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that came from sailing, when sailing was the means of transportation.
Yeah, and you have a lot of ropes on a
sailing boat. Yes.
Yeah,
that's true. So if you go sailing, then you also know you have to know the ropes. You have to know which rope does what on a sailing boat. And that's where the expression came from. And it was then more commonly used in the mid-19th century, up to now, actually.
Yeah, it's still, I mean, it is, it's still used. And also there is the expression, learn the ropes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you don't know the ropes yet, you have to learn the ropes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So we decided to make a shorter list of idioms that we'd like to share with you. Because our time is limited here and we don't want to overdo it. Or we've selected 20 business idioms you have to know.
And we've, I think that they're ones that we often use.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. So let's get the ball rolling.
Yes, and there you go, straight away. Mm-hmm. An idiom that you can use to start something.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. To start a project or a podcast.
Discussion.
Or
a discussion. Podcast. Yeah, a discussion.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That is a good possibility.
Okay. The next one is one I often use.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. In A nutshell.
Yeah. And you use this phrase if you want to give a short summary of something with only by using a few words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah. Number three is to hit mm-hmm. the nail on the head.
Yeah. So when someone does something or says something and 100% correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is often, for example, in a discussion, you can use it.
Yeah.
When someone says something and you want to say, yep, that is exactly what I mean, or you agree with it, or it's completely correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Then you'd say you've hit the nail on the head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. number four is mm-hmm. to have someone's work cut out for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this is when you have something difficult to do or the job is demanding.
So yes. Number six, I admit is also one of my favorites.
Yeah, I think, I don't use this so much, but yeah, I think this is one of your, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. It is to be caught between a rock and a hard place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you'd use this when you want to point out that you're between two equally difficult choices.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that. Yeah.
And whatever you choose.
Yeah.
It's might not be the best choice, or it might not be successful, or you might not have success, or yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's it doesn't make any difference what you choose, actually,
mm-hmm.
Because both choices are just as good, as bad, or as difficult.
Yeah. Okay, the next one, no strings attached.
Yeah, now this is when you mm-hmm. give something to someone without mm-hmm. expecting anything in return.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like when you're helping out someone, a friend, that's what friends mm-hmm. do. You help mm-hmm. each other out mm-hmm. with no strings attached. That means you really do not expect anything in return from your friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's no obligation on your friend's side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, and then read between the lines, which I think is a useful one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a skill that you need to be able to do.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct, is to uh-huh. understand something which isn't clearly communicated.
Yeah.
That is referred to as to read between the lines.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so mm-hmm. number nine is rock the boat.
Yes, yeah. This means that, the phrase means that to cause problems or disrupt a situation. Mm-hmm. So it could be, that you're in a team and you don't want to say something that will cause a problem, for example.
Yeah, I'm sure this also comes from sailing.
Probably, yeah. Because obviously if you rock the boat, there's the chance of falling in, isn't there, I guess?
Yeah. I'm sure that's where it comes from.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Number mm-hmm. 10, see mm-hmm. eye to eye.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, and this is when you, if you see eye to eye with someone,
mm-hmm.
then you agree with them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I often use it when I don't agree with someone, I don't see eye to eye with them.
Yeah, of course, all these idioms you can also put into the negative.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's no problem. Or into the positive, thinking of no strings attached.
Yeah.
You could also mm-hmm. ask which strings are attached.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, there are different. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so there are a lot of possibilities using
it. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Mentioning that the next one is an example. You can say the sky is the limit or the sky isn't the limit. There's no limit.
Yeah, that's true.
So the sky is the limit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, it's hard to tell where the sky ends. And so you can use this to say that there's no limit to what can be achieved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that brings us to number 12, which we mm-hmm. decided on, that, and it's touch base.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which means to make contact with someone.
Yeah. And this also comes from sports, from baseball, to be exact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think when you run round, when they run round and they have to touch the those
base, yeah, they have to touch base and make contact with the base. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, they're you have first base, second base, third base, and you have to touch each of these bases mm-hmm. till you can run home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the bases. I always thought those were pillows on the floor. Yeah, but of course they're not real pillows. But that, as a child, that's what they looked like for me.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right.
Besides, mm-hmm. I actually also thought it wouldn't hurt that much if you fell on a cushion.
I see. Yeah, it's a little protective. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So mm-hmm. that was okay to then, you know, touch that base cushion. That's okay. Or to also dive into it. That's what you also often saw. Yeah. The athletes would dive into it.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose it's like a sort of mat, isn't it? Or something like that.
Yeah, it is actually more a mat than a pillow.
Of in gymnastics, I suppose.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now that brings us to number 13.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get or have one's foot in the door.
Yeah. Now this means that you'd take a low-level position with a company, mm-hmm. for example, and with the goal of eventually getting a better position within mm-hmm. the same company. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That means when you have your foot in the door already, it'll be easier to work your way up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's also the idea of somehow making a connection with somebody, or it's sort of the first step may be small, but you want it to lead to something a lot bigger.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. it could be, for example, if you're trying to sell something.
True, yeah.
You might sell something rather, maybe a small, there's the sort of smaller, and then you hope to be able to sell something that
is bigger then.
Is bigger in the future. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. number 14, buy the book.
Yeah. So this means that you do things according to company policy or according to the law.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I could imagine this also comes possibly from sports, because you also have a regulations book.
Yeah, I guess so. Or I mean, it could be. Yeah, I mean, regulations or law are not. Yeah, they were in a book, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So.
Okay.
Number 15.
Mm-hmm.
Calling the shots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you call the shots, then you make the important decisions.
Yeah. So you can also use this as a question asking who's calling the shots.
Yeah.
Yeah. So who is the decision maker?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the next one is to set the record straight.
Yeah.
And this is to correct a mistake. And say what is correct or the truth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So number 17, I've got a lot on my plate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So you've got, a lot of responsibilities or a lot of things to do.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of tasks that need to be done.
Yeah.
Then you mm-hmm. can also say, I've got a lot on my plate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That needs to be finished.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The next one is to go back to the drawing board.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. the drawing board is often where you develop or create an idea.
Mm.
And so that is the idea that you have to start again from the beginning.
Yes, You're right. Yeah. There's a similar idiom to go back to the drawing board. It's called go back to square one.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it means the same.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And I don't know exactly, but does that come from a board game then that you have to go back to square one?
Yes, that's what I'd say as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it comes from a board game. Yeah, because we often, if you ever have played Monopoly and you've received the do not cross the this line or go back to what was it? Old road or something.
Or something. Yeah, you have to. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So you have to go back to square one.
Okay. Then we have pull the plug.
Yes.
Which is, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go on. After you.
Okay. Which is to discontinue or stop something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you've pulled the plug on something, usually it's something that needs electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why you can pull the plug.
Yeah.
And if there's no electricity can flow anymore, then it will stop working.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the last one.
Yo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to do in a few minutes.
Yeah. Which is call it a day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That means to stop working for the day.
Yeah.
Now, this expression was originally call it half a day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was first recorded in the 19th century. In the meaning of to leave one's place of work before the working day was over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then later in the early 20th century, it became call it a day.
Yeah. And it says to stop working for the day, but also to just finish something. So, I mean, you can use it at the end of a meeting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, you can. Yeah. You can say, well, let's call it a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and before we do that, Yvette, before we call it a day, I'd like to tell our listeners that we are making a longer list of idioms.
Yeah, not 25,000, but. Yeah.
No, good point there. Absolutely good point there. Not 25,000, but a longer list, so not just 20.
Mm-hmm.
Which can be found on our website and on the blog then. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you still want more idioms, then sign up for our regular newsletter and get an idiom with each email in your inbox. Don't worry, it's not daily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you'll find a link to the newsletter in the show notes. And other than that, we'd really appreciate if you rated us on iTunes or dropped us a line and let us know where your challenges are in learning English and how we can help you to get your point across. So with that said, Yvette?
I think that wraps it up then for today.
Yes, that does. And that's another idiom, by the way. So speak to you next week. Take care and bye from us.
Bye.
Thank you for lending us your ears. We hope you've enjoyed listening to our podcast. Remember to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode.